If you like cartoony Italian plumbers, you're in the right place. Infendo Radio is now on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Infendo Radio, episode number, I'm not quite sure, it's been a few weeks, but I'm joined by Justin and Brandon. Thank you for joining me tonight, gentlemen. Hope you guys survived the rapture yesterday, the eclipse, I mean. I had, like, legit, like, people on my Facebook page saying, this is it, this is the end. It's like, no, it's like, it's in the eclipse. Anyways, how are you guys doing this evening?
I saw somebody on Facebook make the comment that for some reason, even though there's an eclipse every 18 months or so somewhere on planet Earth, apparently it's only the American ones that indicate the end of the world.
I nice. Enjoyed the people who are like, first the Statue of Liberty got hit by lightning, next the Statue of Liberty got shook, now there's gonna be an eclipse coming, this is all coming together. I was like, maybe God's telling you that like immigration is the foundation of this country.
It actually sounds like a movie trailer. First, the Statue of Liberty was struck by lightning.
And it was shook.
Yeah, it's people trying to find things where there isn't anything. Just like we're trying to find news in a week where there's just really not a whole lot of it. But here we are. And here are, you know, the fans come into the rescue, because if you don't know, apparently the Wii U and 3DS online services are gone. However, I don't know if you guys saw, there's a couple of fans that are like working to basically like make it so that, hey, you can just put in these like DNS settings into your Wii U and your 3DS and just continue to play online games. We got you covered. How can fans do this when Nintendo can't? I don't know, but I'm here for that. Like, thank you, fans, and farewell, I guess, to the
fans are gonna basically swallow the expense of it, whereas Nintendo's like, we don't want to pay for it anymore. So,
right,
set it up, that's my guess.
There's some sort of slapdash thing that's gonna work probably better. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's.
They already did it with the Wii,
right? But
I was gonna say they did it with the DS, they did it with the Wii. I imagine this is gonna work just as well.
Yeah, I don't know all of the details about it, but it sounds like it's gonna just like, you know, just like work. So hey, I can play Smash 4 still. Like, let's go. That's still. Sometimes I want to play a different Smash game, and, you know, like, now I can play it online with other people, so that's still pretty cool.
Smash 4 had some of the best options and modes, like, even better than
Ultimate,
so.
Totally. I still hate that in Ultimate, like, to switch the map, you have to, like, create a whole new lobby, pretty much, right? Isn't that how that works?
It's so clunky,
if you want to change the rules or anything like that, you've got to completely back out and and where Smash 4, we used to play it, Brandon and I, and we would set it on turns, so I would get to pick the rules for this match and he'd get to pick the rules for the next match. We wouldn't have to do anything about it. I don't understand why that aspect of the online multiplayer took such a huge step backwards for the Switch. Maybe they'll fix it in Super Smash Brothers Super Ultimate Plus.
No, it's new Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, what
no!
the remaster for the Switch follow-up will be.
I don't know. Yeah. And for the 50th time, the creator has said it's too much work and he doesn't want to do it. He'll probably never do it. So I'm sure I'll be doing it. So
exactly. Oh man, no, it's wild. I You know what? That, you know, maybe that's the solution. We just give the fans Brawl, and then they'll give us all those settings that you're talking about, Justin. Because you're right. I remember that. Like,
they do that already.
Sure. I remember there was an awesome setting where you could, like, loser gets to choose the next map, or, like, loser gets to choose the rules or whatever, you know? Like, why can't we have stuff like that? It was already there.
Because it makes too much sense.
Sure.
Like, it's going to be expensive to have these boxes to check. Let's just take that out.
Yeah.
We'll have to redesign the whole user interface to make it less convenient.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
Smash Brothers has the worst menu.
Yeah, I don't get it, but it's you know, it is interesting. If we're talking about mods for, you know, a little hot minute here, it's crazy what the fans can do with stuff like that. I've talked for years that, like, you know, I have a modded Switch so I can, like, do a bunch of, like, stuff that Nintendo hasn't done yet on the Switch online store proper, but, like, you know, I can just do achievements on, like, Super Nintendo games, and, like, you know, I've already had, like, Earthbound before they announced Earthbound on my Switch, you know, it, just stuff like that. So I don't know, it's fans are gonna do things, and I think that a lot of the times they're gonna do them a lot better than the companies, so we'll just have to see.
It's because when you have a wish list and you can make a suggestion, there's actual people who will respond to it. It's crazy.
Not just like red tape that, you know, going chat. Up.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I guess that's kind of the news for this week. Quite honestly, there's, you know, just not a whole lot of news in this dry spell of spring that we're coming into. However, I think we've all been playing some games, so let's go ahead and talk about that. Justin, I have a feeling that you've probably been playing the most amount of games, considering that you've been on vacation this last week. So talk to me. What you've been playing?
So my plan was, so my brother and brother-in-law and father and I took a road trip down to Colonial Williamsburg, which, if you don't know where I'm from, is about an 8 to 9 hour drive. So I went and bought myself one of those TV screens that you put on the back of a headrest, and brought my docks for my Switch and a Steam Deck, and I thought, there we go. I'll get sick if I'm looking down like this, but maybe if I'm just looking at the screen in front of me, I can play video games for 9 hours and not get sick. I bought a power inverter so that I can just plug it into the cigarette lighter and all that.
You were ready.
Yeah, none of it worked.
Oh,
no.
The DC jack in my brother-in-law's back seat didn't work. So I couldn't get power to anything enough to actually play. So I did most of my gaming. I did most of my gaming just kind of in my downtime during the week. There was at one point I was dog sitting, and I set my dock up on their TV and played. So I did get some gaming done. Played a lot of BeamNG Drive. I've installed quite a few mods and I found out that it actually can run the game on high quality, so nice. Pretty smoothly, as long as you don't have too much going on. So it actually looks better on that than it does on my PC. But so I played a lot of that just because it was easy to just pick up, play for a while, and then when I get car sick, put down. But when I was not in the car, I finished Cuphead.
Nice.
Nice.
And started The Delicious Last Course. Again, those of you who are new to the show, I installed assist mode on my Steam Deck so that the game is easier. Not punishingly difficult. It's still not super easy, but, you know, I actually have a chance of winning now. So I did that. I played a few missions in Grand Theft Auto 4. Which I've been dying to play again, and since there's no official announcement of a remaster, I figured, well, I'll just get it from Steam and play it on the Steam Deck and my gaming PC. I installed a couple of mods for that. One removes the brown...
filter?
Yeah, the brown like color filter, so that everything looks a little bit more natural and less smoggy.
Bleak?
Yeah,
that's how I remember that game. It's just
I was never a fan of that back in the early HD graphics days of everything has to be brown and gray. So this improves the colors on it, and I also installed a mod that restores all of the songs that were deleted when they lost the licensing rights. So
all hail mods.
Basically just exactly. And that's one of the things that Steam Deck, you know, has been kind of been my go-to game system lately because of all the stuff that I can do with it. Still have not gotten emulators to work well enough for it to have become my portable emulator system, which royally sucks. But I also have not done more than fiddle with those settings, so you know, if I ever sit down and commit myself to learning how to set them up properly, I'd probably be all set. What did I play on the Switch? Mario versus Donkey Kong.
How is that? My
Brother's
way.
Wonder. It's great. Like if you played the Game Boy Advance game, exactly the same, but it looks amazing. And I've recommended this game before many times. It was basically a sequel to the Donkey Kong Game Boy game.
94.
Donkey Kong 94. So, it's that same type of puzzle platform gameplay where Mario has all sorts of tricks and flips and things that he can do. And you're basically trying to get from point A to point B without dying or running out of time.
It's a good travel game, right? I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, each level, if you know what you're doing, only takes about 5 minutes. If you don't know what you're doing, you can kind of bang your head against the level for a while. But, you know, every puzzle, it's more about the puzzles than the difficulty, so... You know, as long as you can figure out the puzzle, you can keep going.
Did you ever
say Princess Peach?
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I was gonna ask about next.
I did not get around to playing any more of that because that is a game that I want to actually be able to kind of
give
my attention.
Fair,
because it does have. I mean, not spoken dialogue, but it has, you know, a lot of reading to do and. And the music and everything is all... But, again, what I played in the demo, I was pleased with because it is basically like a 90s-style beat-em-up, but, you know, Nintendo-ized.
My understanding is it changes it up a lot level to level, so...
Yeah, that's the other great thing. Like, the first level, you're like a pirate with a sword, and then there's another level where you're a ninja and you're a mermaid, and so, like... Even better than most of those beat-em-ups where you're, you know, the same Ninja Turtle or the same X-Men or the same Simpson.
I'm still not buying it until I hear what Justin says.
Yeah,
about
same.
Because so.
I've heard mixed things. And I usually you're my, like, gauge, I guess. So gauge me, Justin.
Well, yes. I will.
If you're, like, a subpar on it in the least, okay, you're like, all right, I'll just save my money for Thousand Year Door.
What I've played of it, I have thoroughly enjoyed. I'll try to put some more time into it by next podcast and give you a true informed impression of it. But
yeah,
I mean,
that'll be nice.
There's a demo. Download the demo. Play the demo.
I played the demo. I played the demo, but yeah. I know. I need more. It's expensive. Games are expensive, man.
Yeah.
But really, that's about. Because again,
did you
the gaming time I thought I was going to have, I ended up not having.
Did you take your Oculus on your trip with you? Did you guys do any? Did you do any of that? Okay, because no, I'm wondering how. Go ahead.
I thought about bringing it because I wanted to show my brother. Also used to work at Disney World before I did, and so I wanted to show him like some of the VR
sure,
things that you can
sure.
watch of the old rides. But you know, there's just one more thing that I just didn't have room to pack and would probably not have time to use. So
I had people here for sure. 4 days. I couldn't get them to play VR once.
Well, what's fair. Nice is I have a. Motion sensor light in my backyard now. So if I want to go out on, you know, like a spring or summer night and just, you know, use the entire backyard
the
as my playground, yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Otherwise,
like, set up
I have
like
to
some...
play.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, otherwise I have to play in basically stationary mode because there's not enough room in any of the rooms in my house to move around. So
they have like those the dog didn't like what I'm about to say. Apparently they have those games where you can set up like a really large scale, like almost like a warehouse level type thing, and like put like physical obstacles yeah. in the way. I don't know how you would like set that up,
yeah.
but that's what I'm thinking. I want your backyard to be raising my
what
hand
what I really want to do is just get a wooden plank and get the Richie's plank experience and just lay the plank down on the ground so that I have an actual thing to step on and then do it that way. But yeah, so haven't, you know, not really much new stuff to talk about, but I did get, you know, I did finally beat Cuphead and I'm getting some gaming done, just not as much as I hoped.
Cool. Fair enough. Well, I guess, Brandon, do you want to take next? It sounds like you might have played some stuff.
I mean, like, over the last few weeks, I've been really into the Ballistic RNG. Is that what that is? Double check my Steam.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Real fast.
The Wipeout?
Yeah, the Wipeout VR game.
I'm still waiting for that to go on sale, but I have it in my wish list.
It's been pretty fun. And then I booted up Titanfall 2 to give that a go on the single-player campaign. It takes too long to get the robot. I finally have the robot. And I was like, I've been playing for an hour and a half. I'm going to put this down. And I just haven't got back to it yet. More Mario Golf. I've been playing more Mario Golf lately.
Which version of Mario Golf?
The Switch eShop,
the
Game Boy
one.
Yeah, the Game Boy
one. Got it.
Just playing through that and trying to, and abusing the hell out of the, no, back. I'm going to beat everybody. It's birdie or nothing. See here, Helldivers. Still been playing Helldivers with folks every so often and having a good time with that. It's a fun game. Very good live.
Are you doing the battle pass or are you doing it free?
No, I mean the game's $40. I paid $40 and I haven't put any more money into it.
I know people who have,
but you get a lot of stuff for just playing. So I've never felt like I had to.
I'm just wondering because, like, it seems like a game that you have to pay that also has a battle pass. I just don't like that.
I mean, it's a mostly
one or the other.
I think it's more just for people who want the cosmetics, and that's about it. You don't really have anything that you can get that makes it easier. It's all cosmetics. So, as I'm not, I don't give a damn. I typically choose what my character looks like, and that's my character for like 80% of the game. I'm good.
Sure.
I get the level up system's an interesting way to lock off like all the neat, they call them stratagems, the things you could just like have pull out of the sky. It's pretty cool. I'm a big fan of grenade launcher. Works just like the N64,
isn't that
the
thing
like,
where you...
Everything in the game, like, you call in from ships in the sky, which is just pretty fun.
And don't you have to like punch lazy... in like a code or something?
Yeah, you have to do like Konami level codes where it's just like up, up, down, 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 left, and then you throw a little.
That's
thing
amazing.
That makes it fall
I love
to
that.
The sky. It's super. It's a cool mechanic. It's a really neat mechanic, and it's fun to have so many ways to kill your fellow Helldivers. I have a bad habit of using this thing that like blasts the area three times, and I mean. There is a thing that comes up on the screen. There is a giant red pillar, but this thing shoots the ground three times, and people love to see the first one and then go run it over there as fast as they can. And it's just like, oh, no, no, four dead heads. It's like, aww. Sorry, guys. Yeah, it's fun. I wish that the people I played with were more okay with just playing the lower difficulties. I find my limit where I'm having fun is maybe hard. Challenging's ideal for me. Hard's okay, but the second I go above hard, it's like, I hate this. This is torture.
How many levels are there?
There's 8 total, I think. The last one's called Suicide, if I'm not mistaken. No, and it's weird, because, like, I don't know, have you guys heard anything about how that game works?
Yeah, yeah, just...
It has, like, a dungeon master. There's a dungeon master running this game. His name is Joel. And, I've seen a lot of funny memes where, actually, I think, anyone familiar with Terminal Montage? The YouTube channel?
Yes, I love those videos.
He did a Helldiver one that's pretty great at the end. It's like, Joel, and like it's the dog from the end of Silent Hill 2 at a computer, if you're familiar with that joke. Where there's a secret ending in Silent Hill 2 where it's a sheep on a computer running the whole thing. And it's just funny because the main character walks in and goes, "It was you the whole time!" And it has a fun little dog credit sequence where it's all in dog barks. It's
That's
great.
That's pretty good.
But no, Helldivers has been a lot of fun, mostly because it is actively changing. Everybody in the community is working towards things.
Right.
There's funny, like, community things just because we're all working to the same goal. And we're all accomplishing it for the most part. There was one race that the online players recently completely eliminated one of the enemy types. They were all dead, but of course, like 2 days later, they're back and they're even worse. There's a hint there. It's a fun game. I'm just going to say I recommend it. It's probably one of the better of these types that I've seen ever.
Yeah, reminds me, and I never played it, granted, but just hearing about it, it reminds me of, like, my time playing Gears of War, but not Gears of War, Gears of War Horde mode. I just spent hours and hours and hours of my life playing those freaking Horde waves, and yeah.
Imagine Horde mode, but you have, like, a bunch of fun things to do, like, sometimes you're launching a nuke.
Sure.
Sometimes you're destroying pirate radio stations. And there's all, I don't know, it's one of those things. Yes, I very much recommend Helldivers. It's a fun game.
The way I've heard it described is Horde mode with GoldenEye objectives.
Yeah. That actually, pretty decent explanation there.
Yeah, and
I have had Gears of War for years on both Xbox 360, and I got it on the Xbox One, the remastered version. I don't think I've even booted that game up once for anything.
Oh, you should at least play Horde mode. That's fun.
Hi, I have the entire Halo collection and still have not beaten a single Halo game. How's it going?
I'm almost there with you, but my friend Chris, who was actually on the show a couple of weeks ago, he dragged me through like Halo 3 or something on the Xbox 360. I think that's like the one that I've ever finished, but yeah. Well, that sounds cool. Helldivers is like, again, I tell Chris this because he's into that as well. I tell him that's like the one game that I'm like looking side eye over at the PS5 for because it's not on the Xbox, you know?
It's fine on PC, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but then I have to sit over here. We've had this discussion. PC games are just...
I know. PC is work.
You a Steam Deck? Now you need one.
I guess so, actually, right?
It does play on Steam Deck. It does play on Steam Deck.
Have you not experienced this Helldivers game, Justin? Just not your speed or...
I don't know anything about it other than what Brandon just told us, so no, I haven't tried it.
It looks pretty weird on the outside, but once you try it, you're like, okay, this is fun.
I like games like that because they're like PvE instead of like PvP, you know, like where...
Yeah, you're working together. I like those better.
Mm-hmm. You're all trying
to... That's what I like about the Ghostbusters game, too, is like...
We should really get back into that for a few more games.
Yeah.
Once we play, we're pretty good.
Fair enough. Well, what else you've been playing? Is it mostly Helldivers or anything else?
See, well, I mean, Titanfall is the big outsider thing there. But yeah, pretty much the same. Those and the Ballistic RG, oof.
Is that Steam as well that you're playing that on?
Oh, yeah. I'm streaming to the VR headset on that one.
I bet you that's amazing. Ooh, does it have like head tracking and everything?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like all first person in the cockpit going through it. You still have to use a controller to do everything, but controls are pretty straightforward. And I'm just getting a kick out of like relearning. Like, oh man, that PS era of Wipeout where you had to, when you race, you have to, one, you have to know the course. You anticipate every turn. You have to adjust your altitude because you're a flying vehicle to properly negotiate, and how you use the air brakes and all that stuff. It feels so nice. It feels so nice to play it at like 60 frames per second in VR, as opposed to kind of crummy on that.
I remember now you were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. I'm looking at like the Steam profile for it, and yeah, this looks so cool.
I kind of wish they did do the only thing that I'm like, I wish they updated is they still use the really, really clunky menus that were from the original PS1 Wipeout games, which are meant to look like a futuristic computer console.
Sure.
I just thank God that it doesn't have the wonderful feature where you, in order to save or load, you had to go to an item on the menu to choose save and load. But if you go in there, it immediately is on save, not load. So it was very common to bring up your game you've been playing for hours, go over to load your game, and accidentally save your game over your old game, so now you're starting over again. It's hard. It was really bad design decision.
Yeah, that's intense. Yeah.
It if you're just tapping too fast, that's it. You just killed your game.
Yeah, I would be, if that happened to me, I would have to take a hard, long sit down before I played that game again. You know what I mean? Like,
That happened on Wipeout 64, too. They did the exact same thing, where it's like, you choose save, and the option to save is what comes up. And if you accidentally choose that, you just saved over your old game. So it's like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's just like, come on, like let's think things through.
All it needed was a yes or no, but this was pre the yes or no era of...
sure.
And if you were mashing too hard even then, I think it defaulted to yes.
Right.
But yeah, that's all I've been playing. Well,
that sounds like a lot of fun times, though. Again, I look at you guys with your VRs and your PS5s, and I'm I know I'm gonna get something eventually. I just don't know what. And then these new 3D printers are coming out. And
I was gonna
those
say,
stop
buying 3D printers.
Yeah, just there's don't have a enough new money, man. What's 3D going on? Printer. No, it's four colors. Anyways, I guess it's actually you can connect four of the what they call CMSs and get 16 colors going. Let's talk about the games that I've been playing. It's been kind of kind of a lot of the same, although I have been sprinkling in some new stuff. But let's get some of the samey stuff out of the way. Pokemon Go had an event this last weekend, and I just could not give a shit. Like, me and my wife were like,
oh, that was like, the other thing that I played a lot of in Colonial Williamsburg, because, you know, new places.
Oh, yeah, you sent me a bunch of gifts.
Oh, yeah, you can get, gifts.
You gave me all those gifts.
That's
right.
The best part of traveling.
I've got some more, so, you know, open them up and I'll send you more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every day, my friend. But, yeah, so we did the event this weekend for the, I don't know the Pokemon's name. It's like a weird Pokemon with like a, it's a dinosaur with a bald head thing. But we've already had, I don't know if there was already an event for this or if we already had shinies already from something else, but like, so we were kind of looking at each other like, we already got this Pokemon. Do we like want to buy the ticket? No, we did not buy the ticket. We went out for probably like about an hour, and drove around the mall and used our like Pokemon plus thingy, that like auto catcher thing, and you know, got a few of them, so that was nice. But yeah, you know, it was just wasn't very haven't been feeling the Pokemon going lately, so we just kind of did it for just a little bit. Moving on to some other games that are samey that I've been playing. Been playing a lot more of Tales of Arise, I guess, over the last 2 weeks since we've had a podcast. Making progress. That game is long, it's longer than I thought it was going to be, because I thought I was at the end, because there's like a, I don't know, close your ears if you don't want to hear spoilers for this stupid game, but you're supposed to kill all the lords, and like, I did that, and then there's like still more game, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess let's buckle in for some more fun times. But then I realized that maybe I don't know if it's because I had like the Game Pass version has the DLC of this game, so I'm not sure if what like is the DLC and what's not, you know. Anyways, there's just a lot of game here, like just a lot. I think my play clock is at 50 hours as of the last time I checked on like Sunday, and I feel like I'm like probably still got another quarter of this game left. I just don't know. I don't know how much
is left. The question is it a drag?
No, it's not. No, I'm actually really digging it. Like the combat is really fun, because it's like it's active. So I'm actually, you know, you have to like push buttons to like do it, and instead of just like going through a menu and selecting like fire and ice, like a traditional, you know, turnstile or turn-based RPG. So I do appreciate the combat in this game. I haven't gotten bored of it yet at all. Even when they like all jump together and like form a, like a super attack, and I've like seen that for the 100th time. No, I still get excited every time. It still looks really cool. So I'm appreciating it. I wish I could turn off because like it, when you're in a battle and you like do a move, it'll say like the move that you do every time, right? So like I hear Demon Fang, Demon Fang, Demon Fang like about a million times every playthrough, and that kind of gets annoying a little bit, so I wish maybe you could turn that off. But you know, again, I'm not, when I'm playing this
Demon
game
Fang.
Yeah, when I'm playing this game, half the time we're just like, you know, watching some Star Wars movie, or, you know, some kind of episode of something. So it's always kind of like a background thing for me. And that's great, because the combat, I can just like literally put my controller down and it'll like auto battle for me. I think I've talked about that. And I actually really appreciate that, because like, you know, like I don't have to be there for every Demon Fang. Like let the Demon Fangs Demon Fang themselves. That's what I've been playing probably mostly, I would say. Been sprinkling in a lot of FIFA as well, but it's not called FIFA anymore. It's called like EAFC 24. God, I really hate saying that, I have to say. But playing a lot of that, getting better, not losing every game anymore. So that's a change. In the online mode for that, like you can there you play a set amount of games, and if you've won or lost those games, you either move up to the next level or move down. So like you get promoted or relegated, kind of like in like real life soccer. And for the longest time, so I was just getting. Go ahead.
Are you typically matched up with other players that are at the same level as you?
At first, I don't think I was, because again, like you, how it works is this relegation system. You lose all your games and you like go down to like the next tier. So like, I don't know how many tiers there are, but I was at like level, I think like 15 or something for the longest time. And if you keep winning, then you move up to the next tier. So theoretically, everybody at level 15 is at like, you know, similar levels, right? So it took a while for me to get to like-minded people, or like-skilled people, I guess. But once I got there, I started getting better because, you know, I was matched up correctly, I felt like. And then I started winning. And then now I'm back up to like 9 is the league I'm in, I think. I'll never get up to like the 1s and 2s. Like those people are freaking crazy what they can do, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm still having fun doing that. I've never dabbled in what they call Ultimate League before, which is, oh boy, talk about scammy video game
tactics.
The
Tryhard League?
Yeah, well, no, this is more about EA trying to get your money. So what they do is you can open up essentially card packs, like booster card packs, right? And if you're lucky, you're going to get a Messi. But if you're not lucky, then you're going to get some dude that plays in the Minnesota League, and that's who you get to play with and against all these other people that have like really good players. And the incentive there is if you...
sounds fair.
Yeah, well, if you got money, serious. You can buy more booster packs. But also, if you just play a lot of games and, you know, win even, you get points to buy booster packs with, like, in-game currency. So, again, I've never really dabbled in that at all because it's scammy, right?
Yeah, it's the same problem I've always had with like shooters and stuff like that. If you're good at the game, you get more rewards, which gives you an advantage over the people who already are worse than you. If you're
right.
bad at the game, you either just suck at it and give up, or they want you to pay more money to pretend to be good at the game.
Right. So, yeah, again, I've never really played this before because it's like it's always felt like scammy to me, and it really is. And so I was just kind of giving it a shot, and let me tell you, it is absolutely the scam that you think it is. But it feels like I'm going to the casino and played a soccer game at the same time. It like it's got all of those endorphin hooks that like make you want to like spend the money and like keep playing to get the points. I haven't spent the money on it, but I have played a lot just to get the stupid points so that I can like buy more booster packs with the in-game currency, you know what I mean? And it's I don't know what it is about it, but it like I like feel like every night I have to like, oh, and that's another thing, I think like every time you like if you boot it up every day, like you get like, you know, more points because of your daily bonus or whatever type of thing. So like I feel like I have to play every day because of that too. So anyways, yeah, that's another part of my game time / addiction time playing games. But what else? I've been playing some, I guess really the only new thing that I've been playing is did I talk about Balatro already? I feel like I might have already. Okay, yeah,
yes.
Seeing some shaking heads.
You have talked about it, but not tonight.
Okay, well, then I said it was the only new thing, but well, it's not new. The only other thing, I guess, is Balatro. That game's fun. That's a cool game. I guess...
Yet another game I've had on my wish list since it was mentioned on this podcast. Still waiting for a sale.
It's coming to mobile, too, so...
I've got my Steam. It might be more affordable there and a better interface.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's cool. I probably there's enough every time I turn on TikTok, it's somebody talking about that game or like, you know, YouTube. So I'm sure that enough has been said about that game that I can't contribute very much more to it other than saying it is excellent. It's super fun. But yeah, I guess that's really kind of it, right? Let me look at my library here real quick. I feel like I'm missing something. No, I guess just a bunch of old stuff, but nobody wants to hear about, like, the emulator stuff I've been playing, I guess. But, I have had a lot of fun with that. It's a great time to be playing old games, guys. Like, you can play Majora's Mask and get all the achievements for it like I did, and, I don't know why I did, but I did. There's some weird stuff that you have to do to get the achievements in that for the RetroArch achievements. But anyways, I think we just made it to the end of the show. We walked our way there. We found it. We're here. I hope you guys had a good time. I did. Oh, I did. We will be back next week. Go register yourself to vote if you haven't done that already. And let's get to it. I'll see you guys later on. Adios. See you later. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Trust the fungus.